Hello, hello, and welcome to episode number 3 of Polyamor We.
I like it, it rhymes.
Okay, this is the podcast that deals with polyamory and ethical non-monogamy from a male emotional perspective. Or emotional male perspective. I'm a pretty emotional male, I deal with my emotions. Today we are going to be navigating jealousy and insecurities in polyamorous relationships. Yeah, we don't skirt around the big top. Skirt, scoot, skate. We don't skate around the big topics. What is right? We don't scoot around the big topics. We don't, because we could scoot. We don't skate around. We don't skirt around. I don't know. Anyway, we don't avoid the big topics on this podcast. And I am your host, Carl. Today, we are deep diving into the intricate world of polyamory and ethical non-monogamy once again. So, all right, let us get real here. Polyamory and ethical non-monogamy are all about love, trust, and freedom. But they can also stir up some pretty serious emotions like jealousies and insecurities. Trust me, I have been there. We've all been there. It's not a nice feeling. So picture this. You're in love. You're happy. And then you start feeling that gnawing sense in your gut. That feeling. Jealousy rears its ugly head. That big green monster accompanied by those pesky feelings of insecurity. Whispering doubts in your head. Whispering doubts about your own self-worth. Your value. Your place in this big bad universe. You start doubting everything about yourself. Your whole house of cards falls down. Comes crumbling down. But fear not, my friends, because today we are tackling these challenges head on. So get yourself comfortable and let's dive in. So first things first, let's talk about jealousy, that unease, that feeling you get when you feel someone may be getting more attention from your partner or more affection than you are. It's real, it's raw, and trust me, it's totally normal. But here's the thing. Burying those feelings doesn't do anyone any good. So I've made it a point to talk to my partners openly and honestly about how I'm feeling. And you know what? More often than not, it brings us closer than before. So myself and my wife recently had a conversation about how we would both feel these insecurities when we see the other getting along with another partner, when they're talking about the other partner, when you see them emanating with that new love energy, that new romantic energy, when, you know, they're on that cusp of, you know, something exciting. And we sat down, we had this big conversation about how in our relationship, we choose each other every day. So every single day, we wake up, we choose to be together. We don't have to be together. There's nothing holding us together. There's nothing that tells us we must be together. But every single day we choose to want to be together, which is such a reassuring feeling that I choose her, she chooses me, and we're on this path together. Setting boundaries has also been a massive game changer for us, and we've had some pretty big discussions about what's okay and what's not okay for each of us. And let me tell you, it's been totally worth it. Knowing where we stand and what to expect has helped ease a lot of those uncertainties and a lot of those anxieties. Self-reflection and self-care are also extremely crucial. Because I've come to realize the importance of taking care of myself, unpacking those deeper issues behind jealousy and insecurities. And like I've said in previous podcasts, I don't necessarily see jealousy in itself as an emotion. I see it as a reactionary to another emotional state, and whether I'm feeling insecure, whether I'm feeling lonely, whether I'm feeling angry, well, it could even be down to me feeling hungry. That I'm just sitting there and my mind is ticking over and I'm going over in loops in my head and wondering the hows, what's, the whys of everything, and berating myself for the silliest of reasons. So let me share a personal story with you. And it happened, this was about a year and a half ago when I was last traveling. So myself and my wife were staying in a hostel in, where were we? We're in Vietnam. I can't recall exactly where we were. But I could see her and all of the guys were all flirting with her, all wanting to get her attention. And me, myself, I was sitting off to the sidelines just watching it. And generally, I enjoy just people watching. I enjoy, you know, seeing how people interact with one another, because, as I said, I'm so intrigued by the human condition. But at that moment, I felt this wave of insecurity wash over me, you know, and I started comparing myself to this person and that person and another person. And to be honest, a lot of these guys were pretty damn fit. They were all these kind of gym bros. And you know the type of guy I'm talking about that are pure ego, great bodies, but, you know, just like... And why was everyone taller than me? Everyone always seems taller than me, and I'm not a small guy. when you're traveling, right? When we were traveling, we came across, I think it was mostly people from the Netherlands. And they are very tall. And most of them are, you know, quite fit and Viking looking. And then I'm just like, okay, well, I'll just sit over here and just watch what's going on for a while. So it started hitting into my head, am I enough? And this is one of those things that would often enter my head, like, am I enough? Am I good enough? Am I this enough? Am I that enough? But then I took a step back. And I reminded myself of my own self-worth, who I am at my core. I'm a confident guy. I'm an outgoing guy. I'm a funny guy. You know, people say I'm a handsome guy. Maybe. So practicing self-compassion and reminding myself of my own worth reminds me that my partner having a good time does not diminish my value in any way, shape or form at all, ever. And you know what's been really actually awesome? In terms of jealousy, and I don't know if you've come across this word before, but it's called compersion. So now, more often than not, I get excited or I'm happy. I truly am happy when I hear about my partner or my wife or any of my partners enjoying their life or having a good time or having an interesting date with another interesting human being. And I'm genuinely interested and excited for their path and their adventure, and I feel joy for their joy. So for me personally, as I said quite often, jealousy isn't one of those things that instantly appears when I feel my partner's out having a good time and I'm not. Nowadays, what comes up in my head, my partner's out having a good time and I really hope they're having one of the best times of their life. And more often than not, when a partner has been out on a date or my wife has been out on a date and they've gone for a nice meal in a nice restaurant, they're coming back and they're telling me all about it. And, you know, they're like, okay, next week, let's go out to that restaurant and you could check it out with me. I'm like, game ball. I can't wait. There's another partner of mine. She lives overseas. And where she's living at, there's a lot more going on in the lifestyle scene than is going on here. She's constantly going to cosplay events. She's constantly going to kink parties. She's constantly going to different dungeons and things like that. And I love speaking with her on a weekly basis and hearing about all these adventures she's been going on. And in some ways, like, it's never a jealousy that hits. Sometimes it is an envy where I'm just like, oh man, I wish I was there to go to that party. That sounds like it's so cool. But honestly, hearing about her having these amazing adventures and new experiences and trying new things that she's never tried before, and I'm genuinely excited for her. And that goes a lot for even partners of mine who aren't romantic connections, who aren't sexual connections. It goes generally for anyone in my life now, where I get true feelings of joy hearing about people enjoying their life to the fullest. Of course, you know, I'm not doing this alone. I've got an amazing support system around me. I've got amazing friends. I've got an amazing family, even a therapist who have been there for me every step of the way. And there's one connection that comes to mind right now, whereas we did start off having a few dates and we realized, okay, this is more of a kind of a cousin feeling going on, or even a brother sister kind of a feeling going on, where there was no romantic connection, no sexual connection. But it's great to be able to get her advice from a female point of view on things, and I can give her advice from a male point of view, not just generally things that are happening in each of our lives. And to have that feeling of being there for another person, or knowing that another person is there for me to truly listen and to truly be there, is one of the most rewarding feelings to give and to receive. Having people who understand and respect our relationship makes all the difference. So, my lovely listeners, listener people, my lovely listener humans from the podcast speaker person. Now, dealing with jealousy and insecurities in polyamorous relationships is not a walk in the park by any means, but by acknowledging, communicating, and working through these emotions together, my partners and I have built stronger, more resilient relationships. And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way. When myself and my wife first opened up our relationship, we had discussed, we'll try it for 6 months, we'll try it for a year, and then see how we go. Within about, I think, a month into this, I was like, there's no going back for me. Because as I've said, I feel I was always wired this way. I was always wired towards ethical non-monogamy or multiple partners, or just the idea that love in itself is infinite and there's a lot of love to give and there's a lot of love to receive, and why limit that? And so it's been such an interesting journey, because nowadays my wife and I would look at each other. We had an interview for a newspaper the other day. We'll be appearing in the Business Insider, and where we were asked by the journalist, would you ever go back to being monogamous? And we both just looked at each other going, no, there's no really going back. It's like, for me personally, and like I've said before, like I feel I was born this way. And a lot of friends in this lifestyle feel the exact same way, that they were born to feel this feeling of, I cannot just be enough for one person, and one person cannot fulfill all my wants, needs, desires, be my muse, be my major confidant, be my best friend. It's too much of an ask to put on one person. This is the way I've always been, and I am happy that I'm finally able to be true to myself and true to the depth of my emotion, and being open to sharing this infinite amount of love I have with others, and being able to receive an infinite amount of love also. It's really, really liberating. So we'll leave it there for today on this episode of Navigating Jealousies and Insecurities. Thank you for tuning in again, and remember that love is a journey worth taking, bumps in the road and all. Until next time, stay open, stay loving, and stay true to yourselves.